That's a lot of countries working together.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. General Motors says the deal to sell its European unit, Opel, still needs more financing guarantees from the German government, but it's confident those will come through. GM announced the sale this morning. The buyers, Canadian auto supplier Magna and an Eastern European bank, will take a 55% stake in Opel. GM will hang on to 35%, and the rest goes to Opel's 49,000 workers. Automobile imports helped grow the trade deficit in July to $32 billion, highest in 6 months. Analyst Doug Foreman at Highmark Capital says exports rose, just not as fast as imports.
And the two main things that grew really quickly there were cash for clunkers, autos. Dealers had to build up some inventory, obviously expecting some sales, which they got. And also the price of oil went up a lot over the course of the month, so that tends to impact the oil that we import from abroad.
The Census Bureau said this morning that between 2007 and 2008, household income fell from about $52,000 to $50,000. The official poverty rate rose above 13%. First-time unemployment benefit claims fell about 5% last week to 550,000 claims, but remember, it was also a short week. The S&P 500 is ahead 0.2%, the NASDAQ a little more than that, and the Dow is up as well, 13 points up at 9,560. European markets are mixed, and Asian markets jumped 1-2% today. A U.S. House committee is looking into the Google Books settlement today. That's a deal Google made with writers and publishers to make most books available on their site. Google's already scanned millions of titles, but objections to the deal could throw a wrench into that online library. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
For the rights to display online almost every book ever written, Google paid the Authors Guild and the Association of American Publishers $125 million. The search giant also agreed to pay royalties when somebody read a copyrighted book on Google. Richard Komen is a lawyer and blogger on ZDNet.
They've really gotten together and created essentially a joint venture that basically outsources world literature to Google.
What's in it for Google? Information about you. Komen says Google would add your online reading list to the information it already has on how you search the web. That's a pretty attractive package for marketers and lots of other people. And that's the problem, says Aidan Fine, a senior attorney with the ACLU.
Google will have the ability not just to know what books you're looking at, but they'll know which pages you're looking at and how long you've spent on each page.
Earlier this week, the ACLU added privacy concerns to a litany of antitrust and copyright complaints already surrounding the Google Book deal. Congress isn't the only one looking at it. Federal court will also be reviewing the settlement next month. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, sponsor of Retirement Revolution, airing on PBS September 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Local listings at pbs.org. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com.
It has been almost a year now since the investment bank Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy and took the financial crisis to a new level. Elizabeth Moran is still adapting. She was a vice president of talent management at Lehman.
I loved my job there. It's probably the best corporate job I'd ever had. So it was September 9th last year. They called us into a room, our management, and our whole group, except for two people, were let go. And at the time, Lehman was very generous with the severance. But then several days later, Lehman went into bankruptcy, and the bankruptcy court decided not to honor the severance. I had moved out of my apartment in Manhattan in around February because the corporate doors weren't opening as easily or they were closing. And then my partner said, look, why don't you consider moving to Vermont? He had moved up here. He said, you know, it'll help you financially, take some of the pressure off. So off I went to Vermont. And I live in a very small town, about 3,000 people. There's one restaurant, thank God it's good, in the town where I live. There's a couple of gas stations and not much more. But it is absolutely beautiful, and I think some of my happiest times have been on my bike, just out in nature, and I think feeling a lot of gratitude to have that. I had a couple thousand dollars in savings, so not a lot, and thank God for unemployment. I sold clothes, I've sold china, I've sold some furniture. Some of the career coaching work I'm doing now is bringing in some money, but very sporadically. So I am trying to get myself in a more stable position. If I had an opportunity to still work at Lehman Brothers today, I probably would be doing that. Having said that, I am very excited about some of these other opportunities that I have to use my skills in career coaching and perhaps doing some work with returning veterans. And I feel because of my experience, it actually makes me a better coach and support person for other people.
Elizabeth's story was produced by Marketplace's Amy Scott. We will examine how the financial collapse of a year ago changed the way we look at risk. That's later today on Marketplace with Kai Ryssdal. And finally, yesterday's date was 9909. So a 99-cent store in Hollywood ran a promotion. Nine couples won the right to be married for 99 cents. Emily Hall was one of the brides. She walked down a store aisle decorated with 99-cent flowers and 99-cent crepe paper, and then she ate a 99-cent buffet.
I didn't really care if it was a 99-cent store or on the moon, because that's the guy that I wanted, and wherever it was going to be, it was going to be. Neither one of us are high-maintenance people. We live in San Diego. We're chill.
Yeah, you live in San Diego. You're chill. You can hear more about the joys of breaking the buck on your big day on this week's Marketplace Money with Tess Vigeland. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow's up 27 points at 9,574. Thank you for tuning in, and have a good Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.